So basically, just to review the problem without doing all the cheshbon. Okay, so Tosfos basically learns. See, until now we were learning that really, if you just had a gedil, so I'd say yoma yomayim is good. I'd say yoma yomayim is good. If you just had gedil, yoma yomayim is good, because gedil means it has to be an entity. So an entity has to be yoma yomayim. It's not it's just not yomayim. It's just a shape of the string. It's not an entity. So you need yoma yomayim for an entity. But I'd say that the yoma yomayim is enough, right? I'd say yoma, you don't need a kesher. You don't need a kasher. But you learn out, at least it's a simple way of learning, that you see from the whole halacha of the Torah how to be mater kelayim, right? Kelayim tzitzis shows you that no, that apparently tzitzis is part of the bagad. It's not just the halacha you need a gedil, but it must be part of the bagad. Since it has to be part of the bagad, so you need a kasher. Okay, you need a kasher, because that's what makes something part of the bagad. It has to be permanent, it has to be part of the bagad. Right? That was the way, a simple way of learning. That's the way Rashi is learning. Okay, but Tosfos doesn't learn that way. Tosfos learns that really from Gedil itself, Misvara, you know that it has to be a Gedil Tov, which means you need a Kasher. Okay, you need a Kasher. Okay, Misvara, you know that right away. But the only thing is then, so that would be it. You know Kasher. So you really don't need Kalayim altogether. Not because it has to be part of the Begad. Nothing to do with part of the Begad. Gedil itself tells you it's permanent. So what do you need this whole Kalayim thing? That's just a raya. It's a raya. Okay? It's a raya. How do you know? Maybe I'll argue. I could say gedil means no, even a day or two. So say, no, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that gedil really means that it's permanent. That it's a gedil tov and it's permanent. Because if it weren't, then what do you have to be matir kalayim mitzitzis? So the fact that you have to be matir kalayim mitzitzis is a raya that gedil, that's the right way to learn gedil. Gedil has to be a permanent thing. But the difference is what's the idea of why it has to be permanent? Rashi's way of learning seemingly was that it's because it has to be a part of the bagat. Tosu is saying, no, even without that, Gedil itself teaches you that it has to be a permanent thing. Without the idea of part of the bagat, that whole thing. Gedil itself teaches you that. A Gedil Tov. So the question is, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosu's? And what's this idea? What's this thing of Gedil Tov? What does that mean? Right, I mean, the problem is Rashi sounds more mistaber, because like we said last time, I mean, Gedil, why should you say you even need anything, right? Like, that was the question, why need Yom HaYomayim altogether? But Yom HaYomayim, we said, is because if it's not Yom HaYomayim, it's not an entity. It's just a positioning of string, it's not a chafza. It's no entity of something, like we said, if you shape your string into an S, you don't have an S. You have a string, which happens to be in a position of S. But so he said, Gedil also. If you just wrap it away, it's going to fall in 5 minutes, then it's not a Gedil. Just this positioning of string. So you need, in order to have an entity, he said, you need a day or two. A day or two is a certain degree of a sheer impermanence, which is going to give it a shame of being an entity. But the question is, so if that's the case, where does Tosfos come in saying you need a Gedil Tov? What do you need a Gedil Tov for? What is that, like a Gedil Sekosov? I mean, how does he know that? Maybe not. Maybe you don't need a Gedil Tov. Maybe you just need a Gedil. I mean, it would seem that it's an entity once it's a gedil. Where does the word gedil contain the idea of permanence in it? Right? I mean, that's a problem. It sounds like those are just pulling this out of nowhere. So a thing like this is that, on the surface, Rashi's right. An entity, to be an entity, is just takes a day or two. A certain degree of permanence is an entity. It's not just nothing. Okay? But it could be Tosfos is like this, is that in defining an entity, it always depends upon your perspective and your context. Like, for instance, okay, just give an extreme example. Like, if you're talking about in the framework of the cosmos, a day or two is nothing. It doesn't. You wouldn't say that's a significant period of time. I mean, significance, and the weather something registers as being like anything is always dependent upon your context. So it could be that what he's holding is that since this is the context of begadim, right? We're not just talking about make a good deal. It's true, maybe make a good deal. If you're just talking about some textile guy, make a good deal for a design, maybe a decoration or something, maybe you're right. It could be a day or two. But in the context of mitzvah sitzes, which is the context of begadim, so he's saying the framework of an entity is permanence. That's just a framework of entities. That's the begadim are permanent phenomenon. So therefore, if you say that you have to make a good deal for your bagad, so therefore, the sheer of the definition of an entity is going to be permanence. Right? Because something isn't an entity. In the world of begotten, it doesn't register as an entity. So the question is, the machlokas is how do you, and Torah is telling you to create a gedil for your bagad, do you define gedil based upon the intrinsic framework of gedil? financial framework. So the financial framework is a day or two. It's an entity. It's a good deal. But do you say, no, since the entity is existing in the context of the Gadim, so therefore the way in which you're going to measure its existence as an entity is going to have to be in the under the guidelines of the Gadim. And the guidelines of the Gadim, there too, that's not an entity, that's just nothing. So therefore, it's going to have to be permanent. But this is different than Rashi's idea that because you're making it a part of the Begad, and it's only a part of the Begad if it's permanent. See, that's one idea. So one idea is that in order to be a part of the Begad, it has to be permanently affixed to the Begad, otherwise it's not a part of the Begad. Here we're not saying that. We're not saying because you have to make it a part of the Begad. No, it could be a separate thing. But a separate thing, it has to be an entity. Now, in the context of Begadim, it's not like you're just taking a deal and putting it on your wall. You're putting it on your Begad. So it may not be a part of the Begad. It may be attached to it, a separate thing attached to it. But how do you measure whether an entity is significant or not? It depends upon your framework. So it's certainly related to Begadim. It may not be permanently affixed to the Begad, but you're attaching it to your Begad. So your context in which you're operating is the context of Begadim. So therefore he's saying that in that context, if you want to say, is this a chafza or is it just a temporary positioning of strings? So we'll say you have to measure it by the significant periods of time in this world. So therefore, in this world, it's you have to it's you need permanence for it to be to find as an entity. Otherwise, it's just a temporary thing. Okay? But it doesn't mean it has to be permanently a part of the entity. That's not true. So good point. I think it's interesting is that even Tosas way, say who's the burden of proof on? The burden of proof is on Tosas. Because Rashi is going to say, look, you have a good deal. So the Torah says, the gedil tas chalav akafas ksusha. So it means you have a ksus. Now take a gedil. The gedil is an entity. And attach them. So who's to say? I'd say that a gedil is defined in machmas atzmo. Then you take it and put on a baguette. So who's to say that just because the destination of the gedil is the tzitza, is the baguette, therefore the parameters of definition of the entity is going to be the world of Begadim. Maybe not, maybe no. Gadil, you have to prove that to me. I'd say on the surface, a Gadil is a Gadil. You have to ask me, how do you define a Gadil? Gadil is an entity, a day or two is an entity. So the burden of proof tells us this saying that since its whole existence here is because of Begad, therefore it's going to be a Gadil shell, the world of Begadim. But that's a Chiddush. I mean, it's a Chiddush. And I'd say, the proof that that's a Chiddush, I mean, you could hold it misfara, but it is a Chiddush. That's why, even according to us, Rava's bringing a riot to that. Rava didn't see, because we said this is a good svara. Why would he need a riot for? But you see the Gemara saying, no, Rava's coming along and saying, I'll prove it to you. Because if it weren't the case that it's a Gedil of Begad, it was just a Gedil of day or two, then what do you have to be Mater Kalayim and Tzitzis? Because make a deal of there too, and don't, it's not going to be a client problem. The fact that Torah has to be Mount HaKamit, this is a proof that that's a good svara. That the way you define a good deal is based upon the world of Begadim. Okay, so you see that it's in line. The fact that he's bringing a proof is in line with saying that it's, that this is, that that's the idea, that it's you're positing something in Tosos. I was you wouldn't have to bring a raya for Rashi's position. It's not a raya, that's just a natural way to assume. Whereas Tosus's way is positing something. So if that's what you want to posit, so then it's a good idea to bring a raya, because that's like Occam's razor. The simpler way to go is not to say that. So he's saying, no, I'll prove to you that that is the way Gedil is defined. Because you see it's hard to be Mata claiming Tosus. But according to Rashi, that Gedil is its own separate thing. So really, a Gedil could have been a day or two. In terms of the requirement of Gedil, it could have been a day or two. And the only reason why you need permanence is not because otherwise it's not a Gedil, because it is a Gedil. But the thing is because Kalayim Mitzitzah shows you that it has to be a part of the Begad. So if it's not, if there's no Kesher there, so it's not going to be defined as part of the Begad. Different thing. Not because that's what makes it a Gedil, but that's what makes it part of the Begad. And you see it has to be part of the Begad because of Kalayim. That's Kalayim Mitzitzah. Pointing out, I mean, I don't know, it's Tzarchin about this whole thing, but it seems, according to Rashi, that you're saying that the whole idea of Kesheyin is because it has to be Mitzarf to the Begad, so then you could say, both Pshatim and Rashi, what's Mitzarf to the Begad? Do you need the Kesher Samach the Begad, or even the Kesher which is far away from the Begad? Right, that was the two Pshatim and Rashi. Either one makes sense, because the question is, in terms of Kalayim, in terms of Tzarf to the Begad, does it have to be at the beginning or even at the end? But if you say the whole idea, like Tosos, that the whole idea of Kesheyin is because it has to be a Gedil Tov, so it would seem that has to be the Kesher at the end. Because that's what's Mekayim the Gedil. I mean, that's the whole idea of the Keshayin, is that it's Mekayim the Gedil. So Gedil Tozes seemed to has to be the one at the end. So it seemed that within Tozes' Pshat, the way Tozes is learning, it would seem that you have to learn like the first Pshat in Rashi. That Keshayin means at the end, the last one. Okay, because the first one is not, it just doesn't work out. If you're saying that wouldn't be Kalayim if it's at the end, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So I don't know, it could be, it would seem that Tosus' way of learning is boxed into the first way of Rashi's learning Kesher Elyon. Which isn't a problem necessarily, it's just funny that Tosus is the same exact Tosus. It's interesting that Tosus didn't make any mention of that. So then the next thing is Shizurin. So the thing is, I guess, Shizurin means strings are twisted. Like our strings are twisted. You don't just have the string as it comes off of the sheep, but it's they're twisted, right? If you look at your strings, it's twisted. So that's Shizurin. So Shizurin is twisted. Each string itself, each of your strings, is twisted. It's really like, I don't know how many, but it's twisted. It's Shizurin. So it's saying, he says that that's the halakha from the Gemara in Erevin. It seems that it has to be Shizurin. Okay? So he's wondering, how do you know that? Because he says, Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold that Kalayim has to be Shizurin. Okay? Kalayim has to be Shizurin. So in order to be Kalayim, there's only a problem with Shizurin. So he's saying, so it may be, he's suggesting, how do you know it has to be Shizurin? Because what does the Torah have to be Matya Kalayim Tzitzis for? Just make your Tzitzis not Shizurin, you have no problems. So no, it must be, because Tzitzis also have to be Shizurin. Okay? So that, in which case, that would be a problem. Okay, in the Cheshbon Tosa, that would be a problem. Because what do you have to... So how does the Gemara suggest that you could get rid of the whole smichas, the smuchim? If you didn't have the smuchim, you'd never know this halacha of Shizurin. Okay, you have to follow the Chesh. If you follow the Chesh, that's the question. But the punchline is that's what would suggest at this point. That's how you learn that it has to be Shizurin, because Kalayim has to be Shizurin, so too here has to be Shizurin. So the question is, could we gain any concept of what's the logic? What's the svar for Shizurin at this point? I mean, Tosa is a problem, so he's going to relearn. But what would be the logic? I mean, why does Kalayim have to be Shizurin, and why would I say... what's it called? The Hespishon. It's just Hespishon because of that. So just betchil sugya. I mean, it's a sugya. I mean, to go through the sugya and Kalayim, we're not in the sugya. But I mean, it would seem. I'm just thinking is that beged? Kalayim is beged, basically. Now it could be that like a motion shazurin makes the string significant because it's doubled over. It's tighter. It's not just. I mean, hairs off the sheep are thin things, you know. So it could be that the real realm of beged. See, the materials of begadim are really shizurin, strings are shizurin. Just wool. Wool is a material, but what makes it into a psil, the building block of real of begadim, is the shizurin. You know, because without that, it's the material without the form. There's the form of a chut, it is a certain material, but the form is shizurin. That's what really makes it the building block of begadim. So the issur is to make a beged of tzemer pishton. Could be that if it's not shizurin, it lacks in the shame beged. I mean, I'm not saying you can't wear it, but it could be the building block. What creates beged is a process. It's like a processed string. You know, I mean, it's a processed string. So that's why by kalayim, it has to be the shame beged only comes about through a certain degree, a certain type of a string, a processed string. Oh, so if that's the case, so maybe you'll say by tzitzis also, since it has to be part of the beged, so it's not just time to put strings on the beged. But it means it's part of the beged. So it's saying if it has to be part of the beged, so you'll say also it has to be shizurin. So maybe that's how you know that since the halacha is the kalayim, so you see the halacha of tzitzis has to be part of the beged. It has to be part of the beged, so then the material has to be the building block of begadim. The building block of begadim is going to be the strings of shizurin. Okay, in which case, that's Tosa's question. Tosa's question is, so maybe you say you need the smuchim to teach you that you need shizurin. That's it has to be part of the bagad, and it has to be part of the bagad, you need shizurin. So how does the Gemara in Yavama suggest that you don't need the smuchim? You know any ways that you could have tzemer pish, bagad pishon has to have tzitzis on it, so what do you need the smuchim? No, you need the smuchim to teach you that it's part of the bagad, and therefore you need shizurin. This is again, we head into this Rabbeinu Tam. I don't really know where the source of Rabbeinu Tam is quoting of why Kalayim has to be Shizurin. But I'm suggesting that it's because, and that's really the shame beged. It's not just something you put together. You know, beged demands a certain type of wool and a certain type of linen. The shame beged comes about through processed materials. It's not just you take a bunch of loose things, put it together, man, and push them together, it becomes beged. Beged is a certain type of an entity. It's a certain sophisticated chashiva entity. You don't just take a bunch of things and just put them together and it's a beged. Beged is an entity. So they're saying the building block of beged is processed strings. That's shizurin. Shizurin is like it's processed. It's firm, it's solid, right? That's what I'm suggesting. So Tosis answers. He says no. He says that's not where we learn out that it has to be shazurim by tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be shazurim even outside of that. Even forget the fact that part of beged, that whole thing. So tzitzis has to be shazurim anyways. How do you know? He says we learn it from tcheles because tcheles. There's another place tcheles appears in the Torah besides from Mitzvah Tzitzis in Bigdei Kehuna. Bigdei Kehuna had tcheles, and Bigdei Kehuna it openly says. Big Dei Kehuna, it's a pasuk. It Rashi talks about it. It's in the pasuk of which pasuk is this? It's Vav. Chav Chas Vav. So Rashi talks about it. They're all the meaning were shazurin. Okay, so they're all shazurin. So it says, so since they see tcheilas in the Mishkan was shazar, so in the Big Dei Kehuna was shazar. So therefore he's saying tcheilas here also is shazar because tcheilas here too is shazar. And he says, since you see the tchitz by tzitzis shazar, so the leaven's also going to be shazar. So the question is, how does that follow exactly? It's not clear exactly how does that follow. Just because the tchitz and the mishkan is shazar, therefore the tchitz here is going to be shazar? Maybe not. Maybe not. And just because the tchitz is shazar, therefore the leaven's going to be shazar? How do you know that? Right? I mean, it would be nice if you could explain. How does that follow? Maybe not. You don't say in the mishkan it was shazurin with a string of zahav. So you don't say in tzitzis you have to have the tcheilas shazurin with zahav, or there it was six strings shazurin with one zahav. You don't say six. I mean, so how is it to say just because in the Mishkan it was in the Big Tikkun it was shazurin, so to here, I mean, how does that follow? What I was saying before is that the reason why it had to be shazurin is because it's part of a building block of beged. But that's assuming that tzitzis is a part of a beged, which is learned out because of kalayim, because of the smuchim. But now those are saying that even without the smuchim, you want to know that it has to be shazurin. Because the Gemara is saying, what do you need the smuchim for? So it must be even without knowing that has to be part of the beged, still I'd say it has to be shazurin. Why? How do you really know that? Because that's because of tcheilas by Big Dei Kehuna. Yeah, but Big Dei Kehuna is tcheilas shazurin. Who does that is to say, therefore, tzitzis has to be shazurin? It's because tcheilas, big deal. Maybe a lot of things. Big Dei Kehuna had gold in it. Doesn't mean the Isni have to have gold in it. So just because Big Dei Kehuna is shazurin, how do you know this is shazurin? Can't give an answer because it's part of Baghdad, because that's his whole thing, is how do you know it has to be since it's part of the Baghdad? Maybe it's a separate thing. So we're going to leave the question. So again, two questions. The one question is just because Tcheles and Big Dei Kehuna is Shazurin, so who's to say this has to be Shazurin? Next question is another jump, because that's regarding the Tcheles, but what about the Lavan? So he says, since the Tcheles has to be Shazurin, so too the Lavan has to be Shazurin. I mean, maybe you say, since the Tcheles has to be blue, so too the Lavan has to be blue. I mean, how does that necessarily follow? Like, how do you make that jump? Right? How does that follow? Okay? Fine. So those are two questions. So we'll leave with those, and then afterwards we'll do further in the Gemara. The Gemara gets into Nifsa Chut Meikara. Okay, Nifsa Chut Meikara. So further in that. Okay. Basically goes until Yosef. Okay, until Yosef. But you gotta get Pshat in the Gemara. Just Pshat in the Gemara and I guess Rashi's. Eventually, we're gonna do Tosas also, I think. But for now, let's start with Rashi. Maybe we're not gonna do the Tosas. They're good. Then we'll see. I think it's more Pshat Tosas, but we'll see. Okay, but for now, just the Gemara.